910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden pardoning thousands of military veterans who were convicted under a law that banned gay sex for more than half a century. The president saying in a statement that the military is righting an historic wrong. Those vets who were dishonorably discharged will be able to take advantage of benefits that they have been denied. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange pleading guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act and arriving back in his home country of Australia. Human rights lawyer Jennifer Robinson outside court.
Today is a historic day. It brings to an end 14 years of legal battles. And finally, after 14 years of legal battles, Julian Assange can go home a free man.
The U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule on at least some of the dozen cases left from this term, among them one deciding the absolute immunity question for Donald Trump, the former president and the current one getting ready for tomorrow night's debate in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge is granting a temporary injunction that will allow people with disabilities to vote at home electronically. Dane County's Everett Mitchell says the state law banning election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. The case could go all the way to the state Supreme Court. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Kristen Cira is a teacher in Port Washington with an autoimmune disorder, but she's listening to hear what the candidates have to say about helping young people.
What are we going to do about this whole generation of people who do not have health care as part of their employment package? How are they going to access health care so they can stay healthy?
Civic Media's debate coverage is on many of these stations tomorrow night at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth priest who was recently reinstated after being exonerated by the Vatican of sexual misconduct has announced he will retire. According to a Northern News Now report, Reverend William Graham was removed from St. Michael's Church almost a decade ago, but was never criminally charged and was awarded $13,000 in a civil lawsuit against his accuser. The Duluth Diocese reportedly asked him to transfer to another parish in a different part of the diocese, but Father Graham opted to retire instead. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year than last, but fewer acres of land being burned. According to a WEAU report, through June 20th this year, the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year, but the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use like lawnmowers and ATVs, and with a lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation is more likely to go up in smoke. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks general manager John Horst will be on the clock with the 23rd pick in the NBA draft and was asked, will he take a player for the future or one that contributes this season?
Doesn't mean that we wouldn't draft a player that can't really contribute now and really has a big time horizon and a big upside. That's something we'll always look at. But I think those other options in the past have been more attractive to us, and I think we've gotten great benefit out of it, and I think we'll continue to focus on those. And that's really what's going on right now this time of year, is you're just trying to generate as many of those options as you can to evaluate and hopefully make a good decision.
A blockbuster trade, the Knicks sending 5 first-round picks to the Nets for Mikal Bridges. Baseball, the Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Rangers. Joey Ortiz with a solo home run shot. Pat Murphy asked, did he know what he had with Ortiz in spring training?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know much about the player. You know, when a guy's in the American League, and I've been in the National League for 9 years, I didn't know much about him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more scattered showers and thunder showers tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I think today might be getting a little bit of relief from the humidity that we had all day yesterday.
It was
sticky.
Man, was it ever sticky. You know, no question, it's overcast this morning. And I don't think it's supposed to rain this morning.
Yeah, I don't think so, but you never know. We could have something pop up.
Yeah, looking at the sky, man, it certainly looks like, rain could be forthcoming. But I don't think so. You know, we got a lot to talk about this morning, Calvin. I want to talk about a guest I have on tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is Thursday, so in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, we've kind of changed the schedule, Calvin. I talked with Dr. Omar on yesterday. We're going to schedule him every Thursday at 8 a.m. as opposed to 9. It works better with his schedule. So from now on, 8 o'clock in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. But in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by a young man in the studio named Omar Flores. And Omar Flores is with Coalition to March on the RNC. They are receiving national recognition because they're pushing back against the Republican Party and the city of Milwaukee because you have a right to peaceful protest. Calvin, that's part of what the nation is supposed to stand for, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm not understanding how. Because from what I understand, the protest zone is away from the RNC.
Yes.
It's I guess I don't understand what's the purpose of the security perimeter. You would think that the security zone would be the no protest zone, and then people could protest wherever else they want.
Because the Republican Party has put so much pressure on the city government that the city government has basically said, well, you know, for the 3 days that the Republicans are here, we don't care about you being citizens of the city of Milwaukee. We've turned everything over to the Republican government. You know, to the Republicans. And don't you understand? We've got to be gracious. Republicans are whining and complaining, saying, hey, we don't want to see those people as we walk to, the Pfizer Forum or to the newly renovated Baird facility. And so that's what the argument is. They put pressure on city government to take away the constitutional rights of people to protest. And man, if it wasn't for young people, Calvin, I don't know where we'd be. I'm one of those guys who knows that my generation is not going to be doing the protesting. We did when we were young. But it's the young that's willing to fight the fight, not my generation. And so Omar Flores, with the Coalition to March on the RNC, will be joining us on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And they've been fighting this for a year, Calvin. These young people have been organizing and pushing back against what is just not right. Well, you know, it's the Republicans, and they don't want to see the people protesting. I mean, what are you talking about, man? You know, again, we want to wipe away the very things that we claim as Americans to be so proud of. And what's amazing to me is we let these things go with barely a whimper. You know, well, these young people, they don't, you know, no, they know what they're doing, man. They're standing up for the Constitution that all of us claim we love. We don't, you know, the Constitution. But yes, as long as we continue to capitulate to people because of money, you know, stop talking about the Constitution. I'm sick of hearing about it. If people aren't willing to fight the battle and fight the fight to supposedly uphold it, then what are we talking about holding it so sacred and dear? Young people, continue to fight that fight. And I'll be honored on tomorrow to have Omar Flores and the Coalition to March on the RNC in the studio to hear it from the mouth of babes, if you will. You know, I remember the 60s and the 70s. You know, that spurned, you know, freedom and forced the nation to look at itself and make changes. The nation was headed down the wrong path. I'm sure there were people then who said, well, those people protesting are troublemakers. You know, I know they did. You know, the young man in those days. But man, how soon we forget. So anyway, on tomorrow, Omar Flores, Coalition to March on the RNC. It's within, you know, now 3 weeks. And there's going to be action because I'm telling you, these young people aren't going to back down. These young people are organizing, doing just what we did in the 60s, raising money for their arrests. They're going to be jailed. And I wonder how many people will say they were right. You know, it took decades for people to, and even to this day, there are people still don't agree with the civil rights marches. You know, even though they knew what was happening was not right. These young people know what they're doing is right. And I wonder how many of our generation will support them. Brendan says, in the 1960s and 70s, there was an easier focus on those things we were opposed to. Now we have so much more going on, and that's just the way those that are passing this BS want it to be. Well, I'm always looking for subject matter that is relevant, and the conversation that we're going to have tomorrow is going to be relevant. So Calvin, you still, man, young man. You blasted young man. I'm just sitting there with your whole life ahead of you, sneering at us old people. Captain, not, well, not really. You're not sneering at us.
I try not to.
Yes, he is. He's sneering at us. But Calvin, so you can still eat whatever it is you want to eat, man. Don't have to worry about counting calories. Don't have to worry about the long-term ramifications of eating a burger. Wow, with mushrooms and butter. And, you know, Culver's burger. A triple Culver's burger. You know, some fries, a shake. Man, I remember those days, man. Man.
Yeah, I try not to go for the triple. I usually just get a single or a double.
But man, it's part of the aging process. You drive past Culver's and you say, oh, man, I want a Culver's butter burger with a lot of butter. And you know that it's not going to agree with you and your longevity. So I want to talk about, a lot of things this morning. As always, we'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, in the 9 o'clock hour. But nine healthy or seemingly healthy foods and drinks that as we've aged, we think that by, you know, these partaking in these things that we're somehow extending our life. Fruit juice, man. You think fruit juice is good?
I've heard conflicting things.
So why should it be conflicting, Calvin?
Well, because, I mean, natural intuition says fruit's good for you, so fruit juice must be good. But I've heard that it has a lot of sugar, so man, it's not good.
I used to drink orange juice by the gallon when I was young, like you, man. Just give me a gallon of orange juice, man. Don't take the glass. Just turn it up, man. Gallon of orange juice. Knock it down. But then I started reading about the orange juice and what was in the orange juice. But all the time that I was a young man, orange juice was good for you, right? That's all you would hear is how good orange juice was. But man, fruit juice today. Well, number one, where's the fruit come from and how much fruit is actually in the fruit juice, right? You know, it's what they mix in it that causes the problems. The fruit itself, natural sweetener, is good for you. Fruit juice is one of those drinks with a very shiny health halo. So beneficial that parents give it to their kids throughout the day. But unless your juice is truly fresh squeezed, chances are it's not all that healthy. Fresh squeezed. Hey, Calvin. How much of the fruit juice in the stores, on the shelves, do you think is freshly squeezed?
Maybe there might be like a couple brands, like one or two.
Yeah, 844-967-2789. I'm talking a little bit about the so-called things that are good for you and I today. 844-967-2789 is the number.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All is right with the world. A little James Brown early in the morning. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So healthy foods that are supposedly healthy for you, it turns out they are not. And so, you know, just talking about a few of them, let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I make cherry cheesecake. My grandma gave me this recipe, and it's homemade. It's not one of these things that you make with like a Jell-O or whatever. And I make them for weddings. Now, you said some of the things that are good for you. This is good for you because it tastes good. But is it healthy? No. But it sure is good for you, Earl. And like I said, I make them at weddings and stuff like that. People just love them. And they tell me it's the best cheesecake they've ever had. It's just the way I make it. And there are little tricks. Good, fat, juicy steaks. Red meat. Is it healthy for you? No, but it sure is good. So at our age, are you really going to worry about it, Earl? You're 70. I'm 72. We're going to eat everything that's good, not healthy.
No, Gary. No, I am not going to eat everything that's good. So Calvin is a young man. He can eat everything that's good to him, you know, because his body is young and is at its peak. When we get older, we cannot eat everything that's good to us. We need to be, if your goal is to stay here a little longer. Now, if your goal is to get to the afterlife, you know, soon, then Gary, then just keep eating, you know, a 32-ounce steak every day. And I guarantee you, you'll be heading to the afterlife a lot sooner than most other people. I no longer eat what's good to me. I try to eat what is right for me. Now, if I could be my wife, I mean, my wife will eat broccoli for breakfast. And my wife will eat green beans for lunch. And my wife will eat spinach for dinner. I can't do that, man. Right? You know, she always eats what's good and what's right for her and eats healthy. I don't. You know, but go ahead, Gary.
It's like guys like Calvin are young, and if you want to live a long life, you eat what's right, maybe not what's good. At our age, it doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to eat what I like to eat now because I'm 72 years old. I don't think this is going to kill me any sooner. And if I die sooner, at least I'll die with a smile on my face. I don't want to live forever anyways, you know. I don't want to lose my friends. I'd rather have my friends bury me.
Hey, Gary, guess what? You're not going to live forever, and neither am I. And I'm not looking to rush into the grave because death is eternal. Physical death is eternal. So I'm not looking to rush into that. And the doctors will tell you, and any health official will tell you, and as I have Dr. Omar in here on tomorrow, the pharmacist, he will say, at the root of everything is what you put in your mouth. Your health is based on what you put in your mouth.
Eat right when you're young. But when you're old like us, no, we have fun. We've got to enjoy ourselves. My wife has celiacs, okay? She can't eat anything with wheat in it. And I told her, I said, if I had celiacs, I don't really care at this age anymore. I'm going to eat what I want.
Hey, Gary, I don't, you know, I'm 70. I'd like to make it to 71, right? You know, and then hopefully to 72. I don't want to call it a day at 70. I think I have a whole lot more life to live. I'm not throwing in the towel now. I kind of enjoy living, man. So I want to prolong my life. I don't want to, you know, shorten it.
Yeah, well, all right.
All right.
I got to go back to work, girl.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. You know, diet sodas, right? Calvin, I remember when there was one diet soda. Now there's 100 different diet sodas. Are diet sodas good for you? Absolutely not. Is reaching for a diet soda actually better for longevity than going for a regular soda? Scientific research says no. Artificial sweeteners like aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin have raised concerns due to their potential impact on metabolism, health risk, disruption of insulin response, alterations of gut microbiota, and the potential for overconsumption, she said, explaining that diet sodas are calorie-free, which sounds great, but it actually confuses the body's energy-regulating mechanisms, potentially leading to increased cravings and overeating. You would think, Calvin, that charcuterie, you know, boards with cheese and grapes and salami, and those kind of things that are on it, you think, wow, man, that looks good. That's good for me. Well, think again. Not good for you.
Yeah, well, I think I've heard pretty consistently that any kind of sausage is pretty bad for you. I think it has to do with, like, the nitrates in it or something.
Yeah. Granola bars. Flavored yogurt. You hear that these things are good for you. Smoothies. You know, you think that those things are good for you. I've thought for a long time. You know, I partake in some of those things, but nowhere near as much as I used to. Man, nobody loves a hard salami, boar's head, hard salami, better than I do. But, man, you know, can't do it. I want to hang around a little bit longer, man. Rain hell down on those who oppose Joe Biden. Anyway, 8449. I'm only funding. Only funding. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Look at him.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three Wisconsin cities are getting almost $5 million for freight rail improvements. Luxembourg, Reedsburg, and Wrightstown will split the money through the Freight Railroad Infrastructure Improvement Program. Projects include a new freight track, grain bin, and storage facilities. Weather emergencies like floods bring out the scam artists. Bao Vang of the Better Business Bureau says to be wary of contractors you don't know offering to fix your flood damage.
They're offering quick fixes or big promises that they do not intend to keep.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A single vehicle crash on Monday caused minor injuries to the driver and some damage to railroad tracks in Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the crash occurred just before 9 a.m. on Monday around East Superior Street and North 45th Avenue East. Law enforcement authorities say extreme speeds were a factor in the crash, which saw the car leave the roadway and land on the railroad tracks. Authorities called in the North Shore Scenic Railroad to begin assessing the damage after the crash. Residents in Duluth's Hillside neighborhood may hear some regular sirens and explosions over the next couple of weeks. According to city officials, crews will be controlled blasting near 6th Avenue East between 1st and 2nd Street in preparation for the 6th Avenue Extension Project. The blasts will be done at noon and 4 p.m. each day from Monday to Friday, and to warn residents ahead of time, a siren will sound 5 minutes before the blast, 1 minute before the blast, and another time after its completion. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Inside Out 2 has made $724 million worldwide in just 11 days. The Disney Pixar film just passed Dune 2 as the highest grossing film of the year so far and has given the summer box office major momentum as theaters prepare for other hopeful blockbusters like A Quiet Place Day 1, Deadpool and Wolverine, and Despicable Me 4. We'll see if the momentum keeps rolling. Scarlett Johansson would have been happy to have been eaten by a fake dinosaur, that is. The 39-year-old Oscar-nominated actress told comicbook.com that she has wanted to be part of the Jurassic franchise forever and has now finally landed a starring role in Jurassic World. Johansson says the first Jurassic Park was one of the first films she ever saw in theaters, and it changed her life. Johansson says she'd be willing to die in the first 5 minutes, get eaten by whatever, do craft services, and says she'll do anything for it. That's called not exactly giving your agent firepower at the negotiating table. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 with more scattered showers and thunder showers tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations! Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Peter Jest, author of the book We Had Fun and Nobody Died, Adventures of a Milwaukee Music Promoter. We'll also talk about a summer blockbuster with the help of the late comedian Richard Jenny.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Keep
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, it's so hard, man, for me to try to cut into Michael McDonald, man. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, hospitals are bleeding hardworking Americans. Congress has to put a stop to it. Now, you know, I have Medicare. And so Medicare is clear to hospitals. They've got a list. This is what we're going to pay for this. This is what we're going to pay for that. You know, to hospitals. And hospitals don't love to see Medicare coming, a Medicare patient coming, because they know that Medicare knows what the cost of the services should be, and they're not going to pay any more than that. And so part of why we are in such trouble with our healthcare system is because, and this is what Joe Biden, once again, say what you will, but what Joe Biden has been talking about, and Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, and people who happen to have D's behind their names. This is an article in today's Newsweek. It is clear that our healthcare system needs a lot of work. The average American faces the looming threat of financial ruin in the event of illness or a serious accident, and hospital billing is a huge factor in the rising cost of employer-sponsored health plans. Now, what is hospital billing? Man, now, you know, I can remember struggling with paying hospital bills 4 years after I was in the hospital, having had insurance. And out of the clear blue, maybe I'm alone in that, but I don't think so. And you would wind up with a bill. You know, I've had one major surgery in my life. It was a big one. So I'm sure it cost an awful lot of money at the time, but I had a great insurance company, insurance carrier. And so years later, I'd get these ghost bills, you know, $450, $700. And I'm like, what is this? Well, I thought my insurance company had covered all those things. You don't want, and then you get the threat of your credit rating. You work hard all your life to try to keep your credit rating right so the predators will be held at bay. And so you wind up having to pay those things. And, you know, maybe I'm alone. 844-967-2789 is the number. Hospital billing is a huge factor in the rising cost of employer-sponsored health plans. A major contributor to the exorbitant health care costs is a practice called hospital dishonest billing. Calvin, hey, wait a minute. Calvin. You know, I'm not as lucid as I used to be. But why should there be a term hospital dishonest billing?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You would think that you should be able to see what's on your bill and what each thing costs.
The thing is, why is it legal? Why should there be a term hospital dishonest billing whereby hospitals buy up independent physician practices to charge patients higher hospital prices for routine physical services provided in non-hospital settings? What? So these services used to be provided by private doctors. And you know, they would be anywhere, you know, maybe $30 is what the charge would be. But what happens, the hospitals buy that up. They buy that from the private doctor. And now instead of that charge being $30, that charge can be $354. Because the hospital has a, listen to this, man. This is mind-boggling to me. But it's one of the other things that's wrong in our nation. Maybe we don't know it, but I'd like to bring these kinds of things before you so you can understand what's happening to you and me and why we should not remain silent. Hospitals do this because they can charge patients up to three times the amount for the care delivered in a hospital setting than they can deliver it outside of the hospital campus. One woman who experienced dishonest hospital billing saw her medical bill jump from $30 to $354 after a hospital acquired her doctor's office. The hospital can buy the doctor's office, so when you visit the doctor's office, the doctor doesn't get the $30 he used to get. He sold that to the hospitals, and now the hospitals charge 10 times what, you know, normally your regular doctor would have been charging. Why is that legal? Hey, America, wake up. You know, we're being had. And who made it legal? I tell you, made it legal. Politicians made it legal. You know, we don't get it. We're sacrificial lambs. The fact that somebody could concoct an idea that says, let's figure out a better way that we can pilfer the resources from the average American. Oh, I got it. Let's see. Let's buy up the private doctor's office. So even though the private doctor is treating you, he's treating you in his office. They've already sold that space to a hospital. I don't know what they paid the doctor. But you and I don't know that. And now they can charge 10 times the amount. Man, 844-967-2789. Hey, these are the kind of things we should be fighting. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning. Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning, Jay Dave.
Good morning, Earl. Thank you so much for covering this subject. This has happened to my wife and I, and we're on original Medicare. I've been fighting this for about the last year. After studying this, I learned that it was going on around in other areas of the country, where they're calling it a facility fee or an outpatient fee. And I'm really surprised more people are not up in arms about this, because perhaps they're not looking at their bill. Early on, when we first started on Medicare, and I felt like, oh, great, you know, we'll be able to afford our health care now, Medicare. And our when we went to a doctor visit, our portion of it would cost under $30. But beginning in 2023, and I learned that all of the big hospital chains are doing this, they're tacking on what you're talking about. because most of the doctors are under the employment of these hospital
yes.
chains, even if they're not in the hospital. So you think you're going to the same clinic that you've always gone to when you were getting a $30 bill. Now this happened to my wife. She got her bill, but the billing was $140 for the doctor visit. And now the hospital tacks on $377. And Medicare allows this. It took me a while to, I called Medicare and complained, and they said, oh, no, that's legal. That's what, we're allowing this. So essentially, she ended up paying like around $200 for a doctor visit that used to cost under 30. So thank you so much for covering it. Oh, by the way, I contacted my state senator, and he's trying to work up some legislation against this. Other states, especially Connecticut, has outlawed this practice.
Hey,
so
Dave.
Hopefully we can get that here in Wisconsin.
Hey, Dave, man, thank you for calling. Because when I bring these things up, people think that I'm insane. Because they haven't heard anything about it. I'm sure in many instances they don't trust what I'm saying. But I do my research before I come on these airwaves. And this is happening. And the question becomes, people are accepting it. Maybe they don't know one of the reasons that I do these things is because people need to understand we're being had. And those of us who struggle in this society to make our ends meet, those of us who are seniors, are being robbed. And yet, we're silent. And maybe we're silent because we don't know. And so, Dave, thank you for having the courage to call and make it clear to people that Earl's not crazy. These things are going on in broad daylight. And yet they're legal in this country. We talk about the land of the free and the home of the brave. And that's a waste. Let's stop talking about that because it's not so. As long as the small print is okay in this country, it makes it legal for people to rob you and me. Well, hey, buyer beware. What do you mean buyer beware? Hey, Dave, how would I know what you just said if you didn't go through it yourself? And so the American people don't know. And my pushback is always, why don't we know? And why are we allowing elected officials to do these things to us? Democrat or Republican? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling,
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was going to move on, but not yet. You know, listening to Dave. Hospitals are bleeding hardworking Americans. Congress has to put a stop to it. Now, again, this is called, this practice that Dave was talking about, that I'm talking about, is called hospital dishonest billing. There's a term for it, which tells you that it's happening. It's called hospital dishonest billing. And then later on, they call it a loophole. What loophole? What are you talking about? Listen, I think Malcolm X said it best. We've been had, we've been duped, we've been bamboozled. That's what's happening to you and I in this nation. You can't go to the hospital, you can't go to the doctor without somebody reaching their hands in your pockets and robbing you. Make no mistake, what they're doing is stealing from you legally. Those are the things. These are the things. You know, we've got a presidential election. They're talking about a bunch of nonsense on one side of the equation. They're talking about nonsense. President Biden has been talking about the false billing that's taking place in the hospitals. He's been talking about it. He's made it an issue. You know, I just don't get it. That's not Democrat or Republican. That's not rural or urban. That's all of us that they continue to do this. It's one of the reasons why healthcare is the way it is. And I guess the American people feel like there's not much they can do. But there is. There's a clear choice between somebody who's fighting for you and somebody who is just running off at the mouth. Unless, you know, you can afford that every time you go to your doctor's office for somebody to reach into your pocket and take $300 out of it without having done anything for you. But just the fact that you walk into the doctor's office, which used to be the doctor's, but he sold it, and you aren't aware of it. That should be up in neon signs in the doctor's office. Hey, hey, by the way, when you come in here, you need to understand it's no longer a $30 fee. It's going to cost you $365 to $380 to come into my office because I no longer own my office. The hospital owns it. The dickens, you say. What? Now, we're just talking about the issues with the hospitals. Multiply that by almost everything else that you and I are engaged in and involved in this nation. Not only is it not right, anywhere else it would be criminal. Well, it's not criminal because the politricksters made it law. Now, they don't like it when I call them politricksters. What else is that? The doctor's office didn't do that unilaterally. The doctor's office didn't change that process. Where did it come from? It came from lobbyists who, you know, sat down with our elected officials and you could say under the cloak of darkness, lobbyists, the elected official got something out of the deal. You and I got something out of the deal too, but I can't say it over the airways. Man, these things are critically important to our lives. And as I age, I become more and more aware of what is taking place in this society, what is happening to the American people, in supposedly the greatest nation on earth. Man, it's not allowed in other nations, but it's allowed in ours because the other nations have free health care. They don't have for-profit health care. Oh, Earl, it's the greatest nation on earth, America. Yeah, okay. It's the greatest nation on earth that makes sure the people are healthy. Then don't stop poisoning the food, the air, and the water. You know. 844-967-2789 is the number. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Big show coming up. We have Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen. Matt Flynn is in talking about the U.S. Supreme Court and General David May for the Wisconsin National Guard. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.